Sloan here, and here's a bonus edition of my podcast. What I've included here is an interview I had recently with Jeremy Nicholas, the BBC broadcaster. Jeremy grabbed me at an event recently and was asking me about my book, Alignment. And so here's a 5-minute interview that I gave to Jeremy about my book and gives you a flavour of some of the issues in it and maybe why you should consider buying it and reading it. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Nicholas and I'm with the author of Alignment, Rod Sloan. Hi, Rod. So this book, The Secret to Getting Your Sales and Marketing Teams Working Together, what's it all about?
It's about the challenge that a lot of organisations have about getting their two business development functions working together, sales and marketing. They often operate in silos and distrust each other. It's about how you can get those two teams working together for more revenue for a business.
Okay. Now, I've never really understood the difference. So sales and marketing, as I understand it, salespeople follow leads that marketing people set up. Why don't they get on?
I think they don't get on because they have a different culture. They have a different language, but most importantly, they have a different compensation package. And most people in business will only do what they're paid to do. Right. So a lot of the challenge is how marketing people are actually paid and compensated.
Right, okay. So what does that mean, compensations package?
It means remuneration, means commission. So salespeople are based a lot on commission, marketing people aren't. So marketing people are driven by the overall effect of the business and might get a bonus, but not on any particular deal.
Right, okay. There's lots of books about sales and marketing. Why do we need yours?
I think we need mine because salespeople at the moment, particularly in this post-recovery environment, have been given bigger quotas all the time, bigger targets, and been given less resources to achieve those. So they're asking to do more with less. And my book is saying you can do more with less, but you need to exploit what you have already, and your best tool are those people sitting in marketing.
Okay. Can I just ask which team you play for? The sales team or the marketing team?
Well, I've worked in both. I'm traditionally a sales guy.
So you're a neutral?
Yeah.
So you're ideal to write this book?
I've sat on both camps.
Hmm. Okay, but who would you cheer for if they were playing each other? Boxing Day fixture, local derby, sales against marketing, who are you cheering for?
Well, in most organisations, sales would outnumber marketing by 10 to 1. Hmm. I'm an old salesperson, but I would go in the marketing camp.
Okay, so what are you trying to achieve with this book? I guess you're trying to get the two teams to come together.
I am, but here's what I'm trying to achieve. There's a lot of talk at the moment about how you can achieve aligning or getting these two teams working together. And a lot of people propose the way to do it is via technology. Put this technology in and everything will work. And I'm saying technology is important, but there's more important issues such as language, culture and people. And if you don't address those issues, the technology will just be redundant.
Mm. Okay, so now this is quite a simple looking book, isn't it? There's lots of pictures in it. It's very small, very short sentences. Is it a serious book?
I think it's serious because it's the ideas that are important, not the sentences. I mean, I could show you a book with sentences, 40 words long, and you wouldn't get what the meaning was. So what I'm really trying to achieve with that book is get across 3 or 4 simple ideas that the reader can carry away and use. Because what's really important aren't my ideas in the book, but how anything that would help you as a reader you might use in your business. That's the key thing.
Mm. And you have kept it very, very short, haven't you? Like you say, most business books are thousands and thousands of words. I think a lot of people buy those sort of books, put them on the shelves and think by buying it they've actually absorbed the knowledge and they haven't. I suspect quite a few people might actually finish your book.
Well, they may do. You see, there's no narrative in that book. There is some form of narrative. There are 3 key stages. But you're not beginning at, you don't start at page 1 and finish page 120. You can pick it up anywhere and get the point you want from it. And that's what I want with my book. The fact you could dip into it for 30 seconds or an hour and get what you want from it.
Okay. And it is very small, so you could take it with you on a journey. Is that the sort of person you're aiming it at, a business person who's perhaps on a journey, they're browsing a book, so, oh, yes, I could do with getting my sales and marketing team in line a bit.
There is that, but I just see it as, sticking on somebody's desk or being on the bookcase at work, something they could refer to very quickly with some ideas. So that's really, whether they take it with them, the publisher produced it that size, not me.
Okay. Now, like I say, it is quite small. There are lots of pictures in it. It's very stylish looking. If we could take one message from it, what would be the one message you think we could get from this?
The one message is this, as what I mentioned earlier. An oversimplification would be that, you know, this concept of left brain and right brain. Left brain people are analytical, thoughtful, cold, calculating. Right brain people are caring and warm and sort of people. And if you take that into business, you would say, on average, most people in IT or finance are left brain, and most people in sales and marketing are right brain. Gross simplification. The challenge is, at the moment, the solution for alignment, getting these two silos working together, is very left brain orientated. So let's get some software in place. Let's get some systems in place. Let's get some structure in place. I'm saying they're all fine and hunky-dory, but you need the right brain, you need the people, the language and the culture. So what I'm saying is it needs to be a whole brain result rather than left brain or right brain.
Okay, finally, how do we get hold of a copy?
You can get it anywhere. If you just type alignment into Google, I'm sure you'll pick it up on Amazon or from my website.
Rod Sloan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeremy.